弟兄姐妹，新年快乐
！Happy New Year, brothers and sisters！
再次欢迎大家能够在2018年第一个主日来到神的殿中，一起来思想神的话语。
Once again, we welcome everybody in the first sermon of 2018. We can be here to study God's word.
2018年可能又是繁忙的一年。
The year 2018 is going to be a very busy year again.
但是不管再忙呢，我们都不可以忘记家庭、信仰以及健康的重要。
But regardless how busy we are, we'll never forget about family, faith, and health.
雅典这个城市是非常有成就的一个城市。
The city of Athens is a very successful, powerful city.
在文学上面，我们看到有荷马的诗集。
In the literature, we can see that there is the influence of Homer.
在建筑上面，我们看到说有神殿、圣殿这样子美丽的建筑物。
In architecture, we'll see the temples and the temples statues of the different gods.
在经济上面，我们知道这是一个港口，所以有很多商人的出入，然后是一个经济大城。
In economy, we can see because Athens is a big harbor, so we can see the merchants going in and out of this place.
在哲学的思想上面就更不用说了。
And in philosophy, we don't even have to mention.
所有的哲学家都是希腊三贤的注解。
So all of philosophy is coming from the three famous philosophers of Athens.
这么有成就的一个城市。
It's such a successful, powerful civilization.
当时的苏格拉底提醒那个时代的人。
At the time, the philosopher Socrates reminded everybody,
要小心,
be aware,
不要繁忙到自己的生活都变得非常的干枯。
Be aware of the barrenness of a busy life.
2018年会很忙的。
So 2018 is going to be very busy.
但是呢，再繁忙都不要忘记家庭的重要。
But regardless how busy you are, you'll never forget the importance of family.
在忙碌也不要忘记信仰的重要。
And you don't forget the importance of your faith.
再忙也要注重健康。
And no matter how busy you are, you will never ignore your health.
所以家庭、信仰、健康是我们今天要思想的题目。
So family, faith, and health is the topic of today's sermon.
我们从第一点讲起。
Let's talk about the first point.
圣经这本书是很注重家人和家人之间的关系的。
So the book of Bible is very thinks that's important about family and relatives.
提摩太前书五章八节讲到说，人若不看顾亲属，就是背了真道，比不信的人还不好。不看顾自己家里的人，更是如此。
So 1 Timothy chapter 5 verse 8.Tells us, but if anyone does not provide for his relatives, and especially for members of his household, he has denied the faith and is worse than an unbeliever.
所以我们今年要被提醒的第一件事情就是要看顾自己的家人。
So in this new year, we want to be reminded to take care of our family and relatives.
看顾是什么意思呢？
What does provide mean?
原文就是预备的意思。
Provide means prepare.
去思念的意思。
To think about,
去照顾的意思
to take care of,
尤其是在物质上面、经济上面的照顾
especially in the sense of materialism and the economics.
所以耶稣基督有一个很好的榜样
So Jesus set a very good example.
他在十字架上面
when he was on the cross,
把他的母亲交给了约翰
he gave his mother to Joseph to take care of.
如果一个人生命要结束之前
And if a person at the end of his life,
他只能够讲七句话,
he can only say seven things.
会是什么内容呢?
What are the seven things?
耶稣其中一句就是说, 约翰看你的母亲。
And one thing that Jesus said is, John, please take care of my mother.
你要开始照顾我的母亲玛利亚。
You have to start to take care of my mother, Maria.
顺便跟大家一提。
And I wanted to bring this up.
耶稣基督在十字架上面讲的七句话。
And the seven things that Jesus said when he was on the cross.
是很好记的。
And it's very important to
remember. 你按照这种顺序后，上中下，上中下上，就记得这七句话。
So you think about the top, middle, bottom, top, middle, bottom, and top.
上面呢，就是对天父讲的。
And the top one is to what he said to Heavenly Father.
父啊，赦免他们。
Father, please forgive them.
中间呢，是对十字架上面那个 level 讲的。
And the middle is to to talk about the other people on the cross.
你和我要在乐园里面了。
You and I will be in paradise.
下是对下面的人讲的。
And bottom is to talk about people that's on the bottom of the cross.
再接下来一句是上面。
And following that is top again.
我的神，你为什么离弃我？
My God, my God, why have you forsaken me?
第五句是在中间。
And the fifth one is in the middle.
十字架上面这个 level, 耶稣讲说我渴了。
And Jesus said on the cross, I'm thirst.
然后下一句是成了，是讲说下面的人被拯救了，救恩完成了。
And the next is, I'm finished. The people on the bottom are saved.
第七句，我将我的灵魂交在天父手中。
And the seventh is, into your hand, I commit my spirit.
所以十架七言，上中下，上中下，上。
So this is easy to remember. There's top, middle, bottom.
你说康比牧师是谁发明的呢？
And you asked Mr. Compey, who invented this?
这是我发明的。
And I invented it myself.
然后看一看，哎，很有道理。
And I feel that this is a very, makes sense.
就跟大家分享。
And that's how I share with everyone.
耶稣临死之前他的一句话，约翰，你要照顾我的母亲玛利亚。
Before Jesus died, he said the last thing is, John, please take care of my mother.
他是一个看顾亲属的人。
And Jesus is a person who provides for his relatives.
2018年会很忙。
2018 will be a very busy year.
我们不单单要看顾我们的家人。
Not only we need to provide, take care of our family.
不单单是物质的需要。
Not only the material needs.
不单单是奉养我们的父母。
Not only to take care of our parents.
我们也在时间上面、精神上面要供应家人的需要。
And we also need to provide our thoughts and our mind to our family.
人生最大的后悔之一。
And the most regret in a person's life.
就是生命要结束了，可是没有花足够的时间陪伴所爱的人。
Is when the life is near the end, you did not spend enough time with the loved ones.
一个人可以有再大的成就。
And a person could have a huge success.
可是他在死亡的病床上面的时候。
But when he's in his dying bed.
他不会后悔钱赚的不够多。
He will never regret that he did not make enough money.
他不会后悔在办公室里面花的时间太少。
He will never regret that he didn't spend enough time in the office.
人会后悔，我没有花足够的时间陪伴上帝赐给我的家人。
Men will regret that he did not spend enough time that God has given him to spend with families.
这个电影呢，叫做 Interstellar。
This movie is called Interstellar.
中文叫做《星际效应》。
It's a English name is Interstellar.
一个很伟大的太空人。
It's a very successful astronaut.
哇，跑到外太空去，不同的这个次元。
He went to outer space to do a lot of work.
回到地球之后。
When he came back to Earth.
结果发现说他的女儿已经变成一个老人了。
He found out the daughter that he had, it became a senior person.
地球跟外太空的时间是不一样的。
Because the time...Relative time is different on Earth and in space.
回到地球的时候还是一个年轻人。
So when he came back to Earth, he's still a young person.
哎呀，女儿已经变成老人了。
And daughter is already an old lady.
她在这个电影结束的时候。
And before the movie ends.
她就握着她女儿年纪比她老的女儿的手。
And he hold on to the hand of his daughter who is relatively older than.
很多人看这部电影后是用不同的角度切入点去看的。
And many people watch this movie from different angles.
有些人讲说，哇，这部电影在科学的方面很有这个思想在里面。
And people think that, wow, this is great science.
很多人讲说，这个 physics 在这个电影里面被发挥得很好。
And people think that they really excelled in the laws of physics.
很多人讲说，这是一个很好的科幻小说。
And people think that, okay, this is a great fiction.
但是我是以亲情的角度去看这电影。
But when I look at it with the love of the relatives.
这个女儿年纪已经大了，快要去世了。
The daughter is very old and is on her dying bed.
她跟她的父亲讲了一句话。
And he said this one thing to his
我很高兴看到你，但是你现在走吧，我要陪我的家人。
She says that, I'm very glad to see you, but please leave. I want to spend time with my family.
这句话有很大的抱怨在里面。
And there's a lot of complaint about this.
父亲啊，你是个很有名的太空人。
As father, you are a very famous astronaut.
你有多少的成就？
You have a lot of accomplishment.
可是你没有花时间陪伴我。
But you did not spend time with me.
这个是我们人最大的遗憾之一。
And this is one of the huge regrets of human life.
没有任何的金钱。
Not any amount of money,
或者是成功
or success,
能够代替与家人共享的时间
will take the place of the time spent with your family.
所以2018年再忙
So 2018, no matter how busy you are,
我们要看顾亲属
we want to provide and take care of family.
要陪伴家人。
And spend time with family.
你想说我该怎么做呢？
And you say, how would I do this?
2018年的这个月历 calendar 上面要刻意的把与家人相处的时间写上去。
On the 2018 calendar, you need to write down exactly when you will spend time with your family.
常常我跟家人相处的时候。
Many times when I spend time with my family.
我人在心不在。
And when I'm there, but my mind is not there.
我人在脑不在。
When I'm there, my brain or my head is not there.
我人在灵不在。
And when I'm there, my spirit is not there.
我人在魂不在。
And when I was there, my soul wasn't there.
如果你相信三元论的话。
And if you believe this.
我人在那边。
My physical person is there.
太太跟我讲话。
And my wife talking to me.
我左边出来。
And I didn't hear it.
问我一个问题。
And ask me a question.
我回答另外一个答案。
And I answer something completely different.
这个坏习惯要戒掉。
And this habit we need to get, that habit needs to get rid of.
陪伴家人的时候。
And when you spend time with the family.
要 100% attention.
You need to have attention of 100%.
聆听他的这个谈话内容。
And you need to listen carefully of all the conversations.
因为聆听是最好的一个爱的表示。
Because listening is the best expression of love.
2018年第一个提醒就是要看顾家人。
The first reminder of 2018 is to take care of family.
第二个，再繁忙不可以忘记我们的信仰。
The second is that we'll never forget our faith.
圣经讲说我们要思念天上的事情。
And Bible has taught us to think about the things in heaven.
不单单只是想说我要怎么赚钱。
Not only to think about how to make money.
我要怎么有成就。
How we'll be successful.
圣经讲说你这个脑细胞啊，要花一点精神去思想天上的事。
And the brain cells need to think about the things in heaven.
为什么呢？
Why?
因为我们如果只注重地上的事情的话，
Because if we only focus on what's this worldly thing,
都是虚空，都是捕风。
It's all empty, it's all meaningless.
这个是最有成就的一个国王，最有智慧的一个国王，最聪明的一个国王，所罗门讲的一段话。
This is what the most famous, most successful king, Solomon, has said to us.
所罗门是一个前无古人后无来者的王。
Solomon is one of a kind king that nobody's like him.
再也没有一个国王比他更有智慧。
No other king has more wisdom than he does.
在他统治的国度里面，时代里面，
when he was governing the land,
银子不算什么。
Silver doesn't mean anything.
所有的容器餐具都是用黄金做的。
All the everything, hardware or it's made of gold.
这么伟大的一个以色列的时代。
And this is a huge time for Israel.
这个王竟然讲说都是虚空，都是捕风。
And this king actually said everything is worthless and meaningless.
告诉我们一个道理。
And this tells us something.
若是我们全部的心思都只是放在这个物质以及短暂的世界上面的话。
If all our thoughts are focused on materialism and this short time in life.
我们在做一个虚空没有意义的事情。
And we're doing something that's meaningless and worthless.
海明威。
Ernest Hemingway.
老人与海的作者。
He's the author of The Old Man and the Sea.
很有成就吧。
He is very successful, right?
为什么要选择自杀这个方式结束自己的生命呢？
Why did he choose to commit suicide to end his life?
他讲了一句话。
He said something.
他讲说每个人生命结束都是相同的。
He says everybody ends their life the same way.
所不同的乃是在于他们生前死时的细节而已。
What's different is the details of the lives they live before they die.
没有上帝的话，
If there's no God,
人生是完完全全没有意义以及价值可言。
And the life is completely worthless.
这个是历世历代哲学家探讨多次的一个题目。
And this is something that the philosophers of all years
到底这个世界上面有没有一个至高者？
What, is there such a thing as the heaven?
到底有没有一个价值的给予者？
Is there something, is there a real provider in our lives?
到底有没有一个道德的标准者？
Is there a moral value of life?
到底有没有一个人生意义的施予者？
If there really a meaningless value of life?
若是没有神的话，
And if there is no God,
尼采自己都讲了。
And you say it yourself.
全部都是没有虚空意义的。
Everything is worthless and meaningless.
所以就产生了这个 nihilism, 这个虚无主义。
And this is how this mechanism was created.
Nihil, nihil, listen, 虚无主义，尼采、叔本华都投降讲说我们不信上帝，所以我们相信人生是虚无的，没有意义的。
These famous people admit that there is no God and the life is meaningless and worthless.
一个无神论的这个大将，这个哲学家，
A philosopher of atheism,
都做出这样子的这个承认。
And they all admitted to this.
好像一个人喜欢吃鸡蛋，
For example, a person would like to eat X,
却不承认母鸡的存在。
But they will not admit that the presence of
我们在这个世界上面有道德标准的需要。
In this world, we have the need for moral values.
有人生意义的追求。
And we'll chase after the meaning of life.
可是却不肯承认一个意义价值的施予者存在。
But we'll not admit that there is a God that's governing all this.
所以这个是很矛盾的。
So this is a contradiction.
所以我们要思念天上的事情。
So we need to meditate what's in heaven.
C.S. Lewis.
C.S. Lewis
讲说，当我们看天上的事情的时候，
He says, aim at heaven and you will get earth.
可能我们会失去世界地上的事情。
We will get earth thrown in.
但是如果我们只单单思念地上的事情，
But if you aim at earth,
我们两个都会失去。
You will get either.
天上地下都会失去。
Both in heaven and on earth.
有些人讲说，太好了，赵牧师你讲这个道理。
Somebody may say, this is great.
我不用努力工作了。
I don't need to work hard anymore.
我不用尽责任了。
I don't have any more responsibilities.
我只要安安稳稳的等着做花轿子上天堂。
I want to just wait to be a beggar and go to heaven.
过一个懒惰的生活。
And be a lazy person.
不是这个样子的。
That's not really true.
因为我们在地上也有很多责任。
Because on earth we have a lot of responsibilities.
这个人叫做 William Carey.
The person on the screen is his name is William Carey.
他是一个天才。
He's a genius.
或者是我们讲说文艺复兴人。
And he's a scholar.
文艺复兴人是什么意思呢？
What does this mean?
比如说像米开朗基罗或者是达文西，在文艺复兴时代，他们就是文艺复兴人。
So these people, for example, Darwin, during the Renaissance time, they are the scholar that kind of revolutionized everything.
这个人十八般武艺，样样精通的意思。
So this is a jack of all trade. He knows everything.
又是雕刻家。
He is a architect.
又是画家。
He is a painter.
又是科学家。
He is a scientist.
又是哲学家。
He is a philosopher.
又是政治家。
He is a politician.
所以一定常常不在家。
So he is never home.
这么多家。
So many different,
什么都会。
Scholar knows everything.
就是文艺复兴人。
And he is a revolutionary.
我常常在历史上面读到这些天才的这个故事的时候，
When I read about the story of these geniuses in history,
我就很遗憾。
And I feel regret.
我就想说，为什么他们都这么早死？
And I think about why they all die so early.
以及第二点，为什么他们头脑的这些知识、这些智慧没有办法传递给下一代？
And secondly, why are all these thoughts in their head did not pass down to the next generation?
最多就是写一些书，很有限的把他们的智慧传给下一个 generation。
And I just very passed on very limited knowledge to the next generation.
William Carey 就是这个天才。
William Carey is one of these persons.
他是翻译天才。
He has he's genius in translation.
印度这么多语言。
There's so many different dialects in.
主要的100个。
About 100。
次要的300个。
Secondarily, there's 300.
他就翻译了30个不同的语言，圣经在印度里面。
And he translated 300 different languages in India.
他不单单会翻译，他还是一个学医的。
Not only he is a translator, he is a physician.
他去采这个草药。
And he collects and herb medicine.
大英百科全书。
So in the encyclopedia.
其中300个草药的名字是 William Carey 发现的。
So 300 different herbal medicines were invented.
他也是一个人权、自由、民主的斗士。
And he's also a fighter for social justice.
因为当时这个印度寡妇要与先生死去的丈夫一起同合葬的陪葬。
At the time in India, the deceased widow.Will have to be buried or killed.
印度
with a husband
有个字叫做 sutay， 就是合葬的意思。
There's a word in sutay that means that the wife will needs to be buried with the husband.
William Carey 废除了这个残忍的习俗。
So William Carey worked hard to abolish this tradition.
他讲了一句话。
He said one thing.
他讲说人生最重要是认识永恒之主。
He says the most important thing in life is to know the eternal God.
还传扬永生之道。
And to spread the eternal gospel.
但是并不代表他忽视这个世界上面的责任。
But it doesn't mean that he's going to ignore the responsibility of this world.
他知道轻重。
He knows what's important. What's
他讲说我并不害怕失败。
He says, I'm not afraid of failure.
我担心在不重要的事情上面太成功。
But I'm afraid of succeeding in the things that doesn't matter.
所以柏拉图讲过一句话。
So Plato has said this.
柏拉图讲说若是有一个人。
He says, if there is a person.
知道什么是轻什么是重。
And know what's important, what's not.
什么是先什么是后。
What's ahead and what's behind?
要是有一个人知道人生的先后次序的话
If a person that knows the order of life, what needs to be done
first, 我一辈子跟他走
And I will walk with him for my whole life.
我们的人生的先后次序是什么呢
So what is the order of our lives?
我们是不是把信仰当作第一位呢
Do we think about faith being the number one important thing?
我们是不是有像圣经新约讲的一样在这么伟大救恩以及天国的应许前面
like what the Bible has told us in this such important heavenly salvation that we have
万物都是粪土呢
and everything else is not important
可是同时也努力尽我们今生的责任
in the meantime we'll commit to our responsibilities
所以
on this earth
2018年
so 2018
再忙不要忘记在信仰上面的追求
so don't forget to search to grow in your faith
要刻意的有读经祷告的时间
subjectively spend time to pray and study the Bible
要把聚会的时间分别出来
and separate out the time for worship
要有一个属灵的目标
must have a spiritual goal
要更亲近神
要 be closer to God
家庭
family
信仰
faith
第三个2018年我们要做的事情
The third one we need to do in 2018.
不要忘记的就是身体的健康。
And do not forget the health.
有些基督徒是不注重身体方面的这个健康的。
Any Christians did not really care much about health. Some of them.
我父亲的一个朋友。
A friend of my father's.
我叫他李叔叔。
I call him Uncle Lee.
他那个时候十几年前吧就身体很不好。
So 10 years ago, his health is not so great.
于是呢，那个时候我在读大学，我去休斯顿找他。
At the time I was in college, I went to Houston to meet him.
我说，叔叔啊，你要注重饮食，然后平常要运动的。
I remember telling him, Uncle Lee, please watch out for what you eat and exercise.
他竟然回了我一句话。
And this is his answer.
操练身体益处还少。
He says, exercise, there is a very limited benefit.
我有金钱，然后下一句是什么？都有益处。
So everything, the faith is more important.
乱吃东西。
And he eat whatever he wants.
然后不运动。
He never do an exercise.
这个就叫做乱解圣经。
Oh, this means that he's interpreting the Bible the wrong way.
我跟他很熟，我就直接跟他讲了。我说：“叔叔，你是一个异端。”
And I was very close to him, so I just call him heresy.
朋友开玩笑。
Oh, just as a joke.
我讲说，圣经很重视养生的，很重视健康的。
The Bible is emphasized on health and how to get.
有时候呢，身体的健康是上帝给以色列的祝福。
And the health is what God has given the Israelites.
在这个耶利米书
In Jeremiah,
看到说上帝给人民的祝福
He says, Behold, I will bring to health and healing.
有丰盛的平安诚实显明上帝的同在但是其中一个是医治
And one of the important things is healing.
身体的健康呢也是保罗的祷告
And the health is also in Paul's prayer.
彼得的祷告
In Peter's prayer.
也是约翰的祷告
In John's prayer.
当约翰三书
In the three epistles of John.
约翰在做祷告的时候第一章第二节约翰三书只有一章第二节亲爱的弟兄啊我愿你们凡事兴盛身体健壮 正如你的灵魂兴盛一样。
In John chapter 1, Beloved, I pray that all may go well with you and that you may be in good health as it goes well with your soul.
Rick Warren.
Pastor Rick Warren.
这个牧师呢和其他的作者就写了一个 Daniel 的 Plan.
And he and other pastors wrote a book called Daniel's Plan.
知道这本书吗？
Anybody know this book?
Rachel 姐妹知道。讲说有五个 F。
It talks about five F's.
Faith.
Faith.
我们要在信心上面成长。
We need to grow in faith.
Fitness.
And fitness.
在健康上面、运动上面要有这个活动。
We need to exercise and feel good about fitness.
食物 food.
Food.
然后 focus.
Focus.
以及朋友
plus friends.
Rick Warren 这个牧师。
The pastor, Rick Warren,
他讲说我们要有全方面健康的生活。
We want to have a overall a healthy living.
要有这五个 F.
We need to have these five F's.
其实他一开始只有四个。
So when he started this, he had only four F's.
因为他本身体积比较不小。
So he's kind of maybe a heavy person.
他最后才把这个 food 加上去。
And at the end of this writing, he added food down there.
我们常常没有照顾我们自己身体的电。
Many times we did not take care of our own body.
吃太多甜的东西。
We ate too much sweet.
吃太多炸的东西。
We ate too much fried food.
这个对华人教会还比较好讲。
And in the Chinese church, we can still talk about
this. 有一次我在美国教会讲到。
One time I was giving a sermon at the American church.
我讲七宗死罪。
I talk about the seven sins.
最难讲的就是贪食。
And the most difficult thing to say is about the food.
我们常常用食物在伤害我们自己的身体。
Many times we use food to hurt ourselves.
我尽量不吃，一个星期不要吃超过一次快餐，都已经很多了。
So I try not to eat fast food. No more than once a week. That's difficult to do.
上次去买汉堡的时候
，The last time I went to buy hamburger,
正好遇到了叶弟兄。
I just run into Terry.
并不代表我常常吃这个垃圾食物。
It doesn't mean I always eat this junk food.
尽量少吃这些炸的。
Just refrain from this fried food.
不要喝太甜的东西。
Don't drink too much sweets.
这个是在慢性的自杀。
This is slowly killing yourself.
所以这个 Daniel Plan 呢，鼓励说我们要全人的健康，一定要过一个健康的生活，从饮食开始。
So the Daniel Plan talk about a comprehensive health, and it's starting from eating the right food.
而且身体健康才能够服侍上帝。
And you have health, you can serve. You did, so、you can serve
很多传道人啊，他们都很长寿。
And many evangelists. They have a very long life.
这个星期有一个很有名的华人牧师去世了。
This week there is a very famous Chinese pastor.
王永信牧师活到几岁？九十二。我不知道有没有到九十三，好像九十二。
So this pastor, Wang.
而且他要是王牧师，王老牧师要是不摔跤的话，不会这么早过世的。
And if he did not fall by accident, he will live even longer.
老人最怕摔跤。
And the old people is afraid of falling.
他在他家里面呢，那个十二月三十一号的时候，就是七八天前，他摔了一跤。
So in 2017, December 30th.A few days ago, he fell down.
摔到他的头脑了，然后呢？
He hit his head.
几天就走了。
And after a few days, he passed.
他是一个很健康的牧师。
He is a very healthy person.
很注重养生，然后呢，活到九十二岁。
He's very focused on health and live up to 92.
周连华老牧师。
And also Pastor Chow.
活到几岁啊？
How?
九十六。
He lived.
而且他去世的时候，他正在做什么
？And when he was dying,
正在开车。
He was actually driving.
往哪里开
？And driving to
阳明山
，the famous Taiwan.
我看到这个报道
，Garden.
我很佩服他，九十六岁还开车。
And I really think that he's 96.
阳明山
driving
路不好开的。
And this place to this garden is not an easy drive.
开一开就去世了。
And while he's driving, he passed away.
这些都是很长寿的。
And these people, they live a long life.
因为他们重视自己的健康，能够给主使用这八九十年。
Because they are very focused on living a healthy life, he can be used by God for 80-90 years.
毛泽东讲过一句话。
Chairman Mao said this.
同志们。
Comrades.
革命。
A revolution.
的本钱。
The basic for a revolution.
是我们身体的健康。
Is the health of our lives.
对你旁边，不要说。身体是革命的本钱。
So your health is the foundation.
所以我们要有好的健康身体，才能够为主打仗。
So we must have a very good health to we can fight for the Lord.
自己最大的一个遗憾。
So the biggest regret of my life
就是伤到了我的腰。
Is to hurt my back.
为什么呢？大学我去打工。
In college, I went to work.
不单单刷油漆。
Not only just do painting.
搬水泥。
Carry the cement.
腰伤到了之后呢，我去路易斯安那做牧师。
And when I after hurt my back, I became a pastor.
有很多新的学生学者来到我们那个教会，我就要帮忙他们安排搬家。
When the newcomer comes, the new students, I help them to prepare.
搬越多，然后一直用到这个腰，这几年越来越糟糕。
When I help them to move, I continue to hurt my back and getting worse and worse.
所以我现在抱小孩就是抱起来，哎呦。就开始痛了。
So when I pick up my daughter, my back is start hurting.
我去照这个 MRI.
When I have a MRI procedure,
医生讲说，哎，你不是这个腰间盘突出一个，你是两个 disc 跑出来。
The doctor says not only one, but I have the two slip disc.
但是他讲说，你不要绝望。
But he says do not feel too bad.
你这个腰是 minor, 是轻微的。
Because this condition is just a minor
illness. 你若是有正确的复健
If you have the positive, effective therapy,
注意你的姿势的话
Watch for your posture.
你活到七八十岁应该是没有问题的
You can live up to 70-80 years old without any problem.
所以他就安慰了我
He comforted me.
虽然我没有得到安慰
But I wasn't really comforted.
但是呢，我现在开始就要注重我的这个腰的这个健康
But I started to focus and concentrate on the health of my
抱小孩之前先运动一下
So before I pick up my daughter, I need to kind of move around and warm up.
我才三十多岁
I'm only in my 30s.
现在就在做六十多岁的动作
I'm doing something that people at 60.
但是我上 YouTube 上这个网站去查如何就是复健，如何治腰间盘
I went on YouTube to search for ways to
看到 有一个人留言讲说，哎，我才31岁就有这个问题，就有这个困难了，我就好过很多。
There's a person commented on YouTube that I'm only 31, I have this problem that made me feel a little better.
健康是重要的财富。
So health is your wealth.
在恩典团契的时候
，When I was in the fellowship,
我们的 Rebecca 姐妹就分享说，怎么样预防糖尿病、高血压。
Our sister Rebecca shared with us how to prevent diabetic and heart conditions.
这种信息是教会需要的。
And this kind of information is needed.
因为我们是基督的精兵，要把神的圣殿保管好。
Because we're the soldier of the army of the God, so we need to prepare and get our healthy condition.
若是你得到了人世界的一切东西
，If you earn everything in this world.
你却没有本钱去享受，有什么意思呢
？But you don't have any way to enjoy it. What good is it?
郭台铭他是一个工作狂。
So this person, entrepreneur, 郭台铭。
他第一个太太是怎么去世的呢
？How did his first wife die?
Cancer.
Cancer.
于是他就花了很多钱、精神去做这个癌症的研究。
So he spent a lot of time and money and to study the cure for cancer.
他弟弟郭台铭是怎么去世的
？How did his little brother die?
白血病。
Because of blood cancer.
他就花了很多钱去做白血病的研究。
He spent a lot of money and time to study the cure for that.
经过了妻子的这个去世以及弟弟的这个去世。
After the death of his wife and his younger brother.
他体会到一件事情。
He has experienced something.
我在台湾算是很有钱的嘛，对不对？郭台铭嘛，对不对
？In Taiwan, I'm almost the richest person.
可是我不注重健康有什么用
？But if I don't take care of my health, it's no good.
爱默生。
This other person, 爱默生。
爱默生这个作家讲说，健康是人生第一财富。
He's a writer, and he says the health is the number one wealth.
拥有健康才拥有希望，拥有希望就拥有一切。
You have health, you have life, you have hope, and you have hope, you have everything else.
2018
In year 2018,
我们要说主啊，我们要好好 洁净我们身体，我们的这个圣灵的殿。
We want to tell our Lord that we wanted to cleanse ourselves in our health.
因为我们吃我们喝是为上帝的荣耀而行。
Because if we eat and we drink, it's for the glory of God.
身体的健康不单单只是自己可以享受自己舒服一点而已。
The health is not just something you enjoy that they feel good about it yourself.
乃是要把最好的这个身体献给上帝当作活祭。
But it's to give the best.The health to God,
给神使用
and for your sacrifice to be used by the Lord.
所以2018年
so in year 2018,
可能会是一个很繁忙的一年
is going to be a very busy year.
但是我们今天有三个提醒
but we have remind ourselves the three different areas.
不要因为繁忙就忘记了家庭的重要
Don't forget about your family because of your business.
多花时间陪伴，刻意的陪伴你所爱的人。
Spend time specifically with relatives and family.
不要因为繁忙就忘记信仰的重要。
Don't forget your faith.
因为信仰思念天上的事情是一生最重要的事情。
Because faith and think about the things in heaven is the most important thing in life.
不要因为太繁忙就忘记了注重保养健康。
And don't forget to maintain your health.Because you are so busy.
因为身体是神的殿，我们要给上帝使用。
Because your body is God's, and we want to be used by God.
雅典是多么有成就的一个城市。
Athens is such a successful city.
那个苏格拉底却做出了这样子的提醒。
So Socrates actually tell us to be aware.
但愿我们不要因着繁忙而忘记这些东西。
And please.Don't forget these things because life is so busy.
求主赐福看顾我们，让我们一起来祷告。
May God help us.
亲爱的主，我们真的是感谢你。2018年第一个主日，我们就能够同心合意的来到你的殿中，唱诗，领受主餐，以及聆听你的话语。但愿今天的这篇道给我们鼓励以及提醒。我们在忙在繁忙，主啊，都要。把你所赐给我们的家人放在首位，爱以及看顾与我们的家人一起分享时光，在繁忙都求主能够提醒我们信仰的重要。我们要有固定的时间来到你的面前读经祷告，与你向你恳求更加的认识你。在耶和华基督耶稣圣灵的道理上面能够更加进步，因为认识至圣者是人生最重要的一件事情。再繁忙都能够尽我们照顾身体注重健康的这个责任，因为我们的体是你所赐给我们的产业，是圣灵的殿，我们要用这个不配的器皿来服侍你。希望这篇道能够带给弟兄姐妹鼓励以及提醒。我们这样子感恩祷告，乃是奉基督的圣名，阿们。